George H.W. Bush defeats Michael Dukakis in the presidential election to become the 41st president of the United States. For the first time ever, CDs outsell vinyl records, and The Cosby Show is the number one television program in America. But groundbreaking television and a Bush presidency aren't the only big news. In 1988, Microsoft adds another subsidiary, Microsoft CH, in Korea. And just days after the new year, on January 13th, Microsoft and Ashton Tate announced Microsoft SQL Server. It's a relational database server software product for local area networks.
You know, Bill, when you work as hard as I do to build a great database, you want a great server behind it. And the best thing about SQL Server is it lets DBase4 users share data over a network.
I'm sorry, Ed, but that's not quite right. The best thing about SQL Server is that it lets Microsoft Excel users analyze and graph workgroup data.
What do you mean, Bill? SQL Server works great with DBase4.
Look, Ed, it works great with Excel.
No, you look, Bill.
Hey, that's my data.
That's my data. It's the same data. At the same time.
From the same SQL server.
Supporting both front-end applications.
You know, Ed, it sure is silly how tool friends can disagree over such a small misunderstanding.
Sure is, Bill. Hey, let's have a beer and discuss old times. What do you say?
Super idea. There's the server. Server! You know, when you work as hard as I do to create a great spreadsheet, you want a beer that won't fill you up. And the best thing about this beer is that it's less filling.
No, Bill. The best thing about this beer is that it tastes great.
Wait, let's just assume they're both true.
Right, I think this calls for a sequel. Server.
SQL Server Brewing, Las Vegas, Nevada.
On April 8th, Microsoft Manufacturing and Distribution move into the Canyon Park Industrial Complex. It's a brand new 245,000 square foot facility in Bothell, Washington. In June, Microsoft hires Mike Maples, he's formerly of IBM, as Vice President of the Application Software Division. One day after Maples is hired, on June 15th, Microsoft Online, a two-way electronic support service, is announced. Now, the service allows users to send questions and requests for service directly to Microsoft support engineers. And June keeps on glowing with big Microsoft news on the 20th. Microsoft Mouse sales top the 1 million mark. Now, August sees a debut of a new automatic out-of-office notification feature for Xenix email, meaning that anyone who sends vacationing Microsoft employees an email will be automatically sent an out-of-office response, something that will become standard and essential for most email services in the future. Later that fall, Microsoft restructures the applications division into 5 business units designed to streamline product development and prepare the applications division for its expected growth over the next 5 years. October 1988 is marked by 3 big Microsoft moments. First, Microsoft and 5 other major software companies announced the formation of the Business Software Association to combat international software piracy, promote the protection of intellectual property, and reduce international trade barriers. Shortly after the formation of the BSA, Microsoft announces a new education program aimed at schools K-12 and universities. It includes a cooperative hardware-software packaging program with IBM and special-priced academic versions of selected Microsoft software. And finally, on Halloween 1988, Microsoft and IBM released the jointly developed OS 2 1.1 with Presentation Manager. In November, Microsoft closes out the year by launching the Making It All Make Sense advertising campaign. And while 1988 sees the release of other products, including Learning DOS 2.0, MS-DOS 4.01, Excel for OS 2, Quick Basic 1.0 for Mac, and the ever-popular Flight Simulator 3.0 for the PC, the world continued to see major changes. Russian politician Mikhail Gorbachev introduced Glasnost. It's a domestic policy that allowed greater freedoms of information and speech in the Soviet Union. Ted Turner acquired the MGM film library and started Turner Network Television, or TNT. And a computer virus created by a 23-year-old student at Cornell University attacked more than 6,000 computers, becoming the first internet worm to attract major media attention. It's the close of 1988, and Microsoft's fiscal year-end sales total over $590 million, while the employee headcount grows to 2,793 people. But the world is about to go through a period of monumental change, and Microsoft is about to go through a monumental expansion.